In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.
Amen. Ask our children to please come forward at this time. All right. Who here has ever been embarrassed or intimidated when you've needed to ask for something? For example, maybe you needed to go to the bathroom during something important and you were kind of embarrassed to be like, hey, I gotta go. Or maybe you've needed help in class with some schoolwork and it seems like everybody else gets it and you just don't. Yeah, that's a tough one. How about you wanted something for Christmas or your birthday, but you were afraid it seemed kind of silly, so you were afraid to ask. Yeah, you guys have experienced these things. This fear or embarrassment when it comes to needing things and to wanting things. Well, in our gospel story, there was a man named Bartimaeus, and Bartimaeus was blind. Bartimaeus could not see. But he most definitely could hear. And he heard that Jesus was there. And Bartimaeus was not afraid. And he was not embarrassed to ask Jesus, Son of David, to have mercy on him. Now, the people around him tried. They tried to tried to make him be quiet, tried to make him feel embarrassed for asking, like, you're being a pest, you're bothering, stop that. Did it stop him? Absolutely not. So he cried out again, Jesus, Son of David, have mercy on me. The people around him didn't think he was important enough to bother Jesus. But what did Jesus do? He called him to him. He said, get up, come here, and tell me what you want. And Bartimaeus told him exactly what he wanted. He wanted to see, right? And so what did Jesus do? He helped him to see. He made him see. He said, go, your faith has made you well. And Bartimaeus could see again. So we have to have the attitude that Bartimaeus had. We can't ever think that what we want or that what we need isn't worth asking God for. Now, is God going to give us every single little thing that we ask for every single time? No, he's not, because he knows better than we do what we want, what we need, and what is good for us. But if we don't ask, we'll never know, right? So we can ask God for whatever it is that we need or what we want, and we'll either receive it, like Bartimaeus did with his sight, or we'll begin to understand why we're better without it, or what God is working in us by not giving us what it is, why something we might think we need, we don't actually need, or something we want may not be good for us. Because we're opening up a conversation with God. We're letting him know what we need, and he is responding back to us by either giving it to us or helping us to learn why we don't need it or why it would not be good for us. Because God loves us. He wants to give us good things. He's there for us. I've got a story, and it's kind of an embarrassing story for me, but I'm going to tell it anyways because I think it gives us some insight into God as our Father. So, she's not here, so won't embarrass her. But when Addison was maybe 3 or 4, she was going to do something, and I noticed, and I was like, hey, Addison, do you need some help with that? And she didn't say, no, Daddy, I don't need any help with that. She said, no thanks, or yes, I could use some help. The words that came out of Addison's mouth were, Okay, hold on. The words that came out of her mouth were, "I don't need you, Daddy." Oh, it still stings. Years ago, it was a decade ago. That's what she said to me. Now, did she mean anything mean by it? She was like 3 years old. No, she just meant in that particular instance, she didn't need my help. But the way she said it, "I don't need you, Daddy," was very crushing to me. And so she goes off and does whatever it is. And Holly comes into the room to find me on the couch. I'm just a mess. Just big, ugly, crying tears. Because my baby just told me that she didn't need me. Do you guys understand how that would be kind of upsetting? It would be a little upsetting as a father. She didn't mean anything by it, but those words to me, they hurt. It was hard to hear. And why? Why would that hurt so much? She didn't just say she didn't need help. She said she didn't need me because I'm her father. Because I love her very much. I want to be there for her. And, you know, deep down, as pestery as they may be sometimes, I really, really want my children to... Don't look at me like that. Deep down, I really want my children to need me. And God feels the same way about us. God wants us to need Him. God wants us to be in relationship with Him. God wants us to love Him so He can love us. So He can show us His love. So He can show us His power. And so we, in our lives, can glorify Him. So, whatever it is that we need, whatever it is that we want, we should always be willing and ready to take it before God. Whether we have a case of the sniffles or we need to be healed from blindness, we should always be willing to take it before God. There is nothing too big and there is nothing too small to ask of our Heavenly Father, because He is our loving Father. He wants us to need Him. He wants us in relationship with Him. He desires a relationship. He wants us. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.
You guys can have